Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
So, do we get to win this time?
Well, actually, I get to win this week because I not only get to talk with Charles Rotblat here, but I get to see him in Chicago, where I'm at the Morningstar Investor Conference, and I know he's going to come by for a little bit of it as well. So that's always a bonus for us. But for you, every week is a bonus made better by the presence of Charles Rotblat, not once, but twice. He's the only guest who joins us twice each week, comes in for the buy of the week on Tuesdays and the sell of the week on Wednesdays. If you want to know more about how he picks them, because remember, it's not, hey, this is the methodology and it's always the same methodology, then you want to learn about the American Association of Individual Investors and AAII Journal. To do that, go to AAII.com. If you want to know what Charles is doing when he's not here, follow him on Twitter, where he is at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Our buy of the week is
Invesco.
Invesco. And of course, we're talking financial services, and we are talking ticker symbol IVZ. Why Invesco?
Well, this company, a lot of people are familiar with it. Probably a lot of our listeners own some of the company's funds and some of the company's products. Invesco owns a mix of mutual funds, primarily under the Invesco name. They also own the ParaShares ETF name. They have closed-end funds, separately managed accounts, variable insurance products. They are one of the bigger players, certainly not on the size of scale as a Fidelity, a Vanguard, or a BlackRock, but they do rank in the top 10 in terms of the largest fund complexes in the U.S. They're the top 10 in Canada. They're also one of the biggest in the United Kingdom and in China. So this is actually a firm with global reach in terms of where it offers its investment products. We recently added this to the AAII dividend investing portfolio. Part of the reason we did it was because of yield. The stock yields 2.7%. And for those listeners who are thinking, well, that's not very high, it is almost a full percentage point above what the market is currently yielding. So relative to what most stocks are paying, that's actually a pretty good yield. It's also a dividend grower. In May, the company raised its dividend by 11%. That followed a 30.4% hike in 2013 and a 41% hike in 2012. And the company over the years has a pretty good history of raising their dividends. So we like this high dividend and dividend growth. The nice thing about this is you're also seeing earnings growth behind this dividend increases. The company is doing it not only because the market is doing better and all these fund companies and all these asset managers are beholden to market conditions. If the stock market's up, these companies are going to do better. They're going to pull in more assets under management. If the market's doing poorly, asset managers as a group will suffer. But this company's been doing well, but it's also been improving its margins. It's been doing some internal restructuring. It's been trying to get better profitability, and that's led to higher operating margins, which in turn boosts profits. So we have this company that's financially sound, has earnings growth. Analysts do expect the company to continue to achieve double-digit earnings growth in the years ahead, and we get a nice dividend yield to boot.
So what's the possible upside here?
Well, when we look here in terms of yield, and one of the ways we look at stocks and value them for the dividend investing portfolio is we look at relative yield. What's the stock trading at right now relative to where it has traded at over the last 5 years, and how does that yield compare to its industry group? As I said, Invesco is currently trading at a yield of 2.7%. Over the last 5 years, it's averaged a yield of about 2.4%. Yields are inversely related to valuation, so higher yields mean cheaper valuation. If we assume that the yield actually falls down towards a five-year average low of about 2%, that would suggest a 20% increase in the stock price. So some of the things we're going to pay attention to is the dividend going to be raised in the future? At what pace will that dividend be increased? But also the yield, and how does the current yield compare to the relative yield over the last 5 years? And as long as we see the yield above that 2% level, and as long as we see the company itself is continuing to do well, we're likely to continue holding the stock in our portfolio. This is, I should add, a low turnover portfolio. So one of our goals with a dividend investing portfolio is to hold on to stocks and collect the dividends and seek out that dividend growth.
So you anticipate holding it for the long term. You've got that nice dividend to pay you to be patient. But we are talking about financial services, where a lot of folks have been saying ever since 2008 that it's tough to really come up with proper values. And you've got all sorts of things that are theoretical worries in terms of what could happen if and when interest rates start to go up, and if they go up steeply versus gently. Does any of that play in? Is there something here that you say, okay, we buy this, we expect to hold it long term, but here's the things you're watching for that might make you say, I know you bought it as a buy of the week, but there might come a week where we say, yeah, now maybe we got to reconsider that?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a risk with buying the stock. And we think a lot of those risks are priced in because you are getting that higher yield. But that is a situation where if we do see the market turn against us and the stock starts to perform very poorly, and we think it's going to be a case where it impacts the dividend growth of the company's willingness or ability to raise the dividend, that would cause us to rethink the stock and reconsider our position. And that is really a risk with any asset manager you look at. You have to understand that the stock is not only going to be affected by the stock market's fluctuation in terms of its price, but it's going to be a double whammy because you're going to have the stock dragged down by the market's gravity, and then you're going to have business affected by the stock market's gravity, which could actually cause the stock to perform worse. So that is a risk. We think we are being compensated with the higher yield. But obviously, as is the case with any stock, if business conditions really turn against you, that would give us reason to consider looking elsewhere.
For now, however, we're looking here at Invesco Limited. Its ticker symbol IVZ. And of course, a 20% increase would bring the yield down to its five-year average low, as Charles said. And he's looking at upside that is in that 20% or better range. And if you want to learn more about how he picks what he's picking, if you want to learn more about the dividend portfolio he was talking about, well, check out AAII.com for more information. And you can follow Charles on Twitter at Charles Roteblood. Charles will be back tomorrow to give us the sell of the week. Charles, look forward to it.
I do as well.
Hey, we have just gotten started on the Tuesday edition of Money Life. Up next, we're going to be talking with Larry Swedrow when the big interview comes by. And then a little later, it's the Money Life Market Call with Janet Brown from No Load Fund X. Stick around. We're living the Money Life.